or Ali C today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemy scoffers, atheist skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. They're chemtrailing here in Minnesota today pretty heavily, but outside of that, it's unusually warm for January 4th, 2012. By the way, if you're just joining us after your long vacation, Happy New Year, and welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I have with you on this beautiful day, as I said, heavily chemtrailed today, Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice of pro-murderers, the pro-choicers, as they call themselves, wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. We are them vigilantes. We are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show. Now, folks, real quick, if you'd like to be a part of the show, please do. This radio show is about you. We're heard in over, actually, we are heard in over 54 countries. And so when you call, just speak English, and I think we'll be doing okay.
Please do that, folks.
Please do. And again, if folks, just stick to the topic, and we'll pull you in, because we get phone calls all the time throughout the duration of the show. And we just want to let you know, as long as we're sticking to topic, or you want to interject something that has something to do with that topic, or maybe you have a branch off that stump, per se, please give us a call, 1-877-807-9977. Again, it's 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct, because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, I'm just curious to know how many people we got out there doing it at the same
ready.
Time. Yep.
They're kids,
saying, hey,
get ready.
Exactly. Folks, again, Sons of Liberty are turning talk radio into do radio because we are the cleanup crew. Now, just wait a second, Carrie. Okay? We're the cleanup crew because what happens is everybody loads the bases, but they don't do any, do they? They just absolutely don't do anything with it.
Yeah, they leave them unbaked,
you know?
You know?
Yeah, they act like a bunch of spectators out in the city with a hot dog and a Coke in New York or something.
Yeah, just leave them out in the base.
No
like,
way.
Who cares about home plate?
No, just throw the ball. The bases are loaded. The topics are talked about. But you got to bring it home. You got to bring the resolve. That's why we're called up the cleanup crew. All right?
That was very nice.
One other point, we all see what happened in Iowa yesterday. with the caucuses. Interesting. Kind of curious to know who's helping Mr. Romney about due to the fact that he spent no time there this roundabout. Yet Rick Santorum was there visiting all 99 counties. Isn't that interesting? It shows you that he is a patriot plant. And I also believe, by the way, just my opinion, I also believe Rick Perry's a patriot plant. He drops out because he only had 12% of the vote yesterday. And he said he was going to go reassess his campaign yesterday. He comes back today. It's like he got a phone call from someone and says, no, stay in the race. Bachman's gone. Gingrich very well may come back again. But back to Romney, I'm just kind of curious to know who he works for, because 70% of the Republican vote wants nothing to do with Romney. You're exchanging tyrannies for tyrannies, folks. Mm-hmm. Well, he's the best we've got. He's electable. The other guys are not. Well, you're failing to do your duty then, because you're doing the same thing that they're doing when you vote for him, because everybody else is voting for him. You vote for somebody because of the principles. End of story. Yeah. Right? Not because everybody else is doing it. Remember what I said during the intro of the radio show here today, folks? It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Tyrants become tyrants because rebels vacate their principles. Mm-hmm. And you can't do that. You have to stick to your principles, folks. And to say all that, to say this, Obama does it again today by circumventing and appointing somebody without congressional approval. Just today. What happens, the limits or the chains of the Constitution fall on his back and he doesn't like it. And he refuses to take no for an answer, folks. The arrogancy is incredible here, folks. Incredible to me. What's more incredible is the American people are encouraging him to do it again tomorrow because they did nothing about what he did today.
Yep.
This up-and-coming election, folks, is not about the survival of Obama. It's about the survival of America. And let me say this, and let me make myself real clear. Obama is not America, and America is not Obama. Always vote for principle, though you may vote alone, and you may cherish the sweetest reflection that your vote is never lost, said John Quincy Adams. Stick to your principles. Because if you don't, you can't complain about what you get the next time around. Nobody wants Romney, folks. The machine is behind Romney. When you can go to USA Today and Time Life magazine and all these other main
CNN
media outlets, they're all with Romney. You better know he's a part of the establishment right then and there. And I'm telling you another thing, too. You better keep your eye on Perry, because he's not the saint that everybody wants to believe that he is. You know them by their fruits. And let me say this, you can't complain about what you tolerate. You really, truly cannot. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. If you'd like to be a part of the show, please do, the Sons of Liberty. If you want to know who we are, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. That number is 1-877-807-9977, 1-877-807-9977. We'll be right back. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
I can tell you're from Minnesota, but I've either Bradley or Jake ended a sentence with ya.
Ha! Yeah! Picking on us now.
By the way, I wanted to say was how much I appreciate your having a fire in your belly. That's one thing that distinguishes you as far as your commitment to Christ is concerned.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The church must take right ground in regards to politics. Here, let me say that again. The church must take right ground in regard to politics. Now, do not suppose now that I'm going to preach a political sermon, because I'm not going to do no such thing, or that I wish to have you join and get up a Christian party in politics. No way. Because I do not believe in any of that, but the time has come that Christians must vote for honest men and take consistent ground in politics, or let's go to common sense and end it with this. Or the Lord will curse them.
Yep.
The church, for some reason in America, believes that they're going to be raptured from responsibility, and I can't find it in Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty interesting stuff to me. Folks, before we take these phone calls, I want to make it real clear, especially when I look at Arlington Cemetery or Calvary in the spiritual, that we have no business bartering or parleying any rights that have been given unto us, because we are not them that fought, bled, and died to give them to us. We didn't buy them, therefore we can't sell them. In other words, it's not our right to give up which we didn't pay for through fighting or bleeding or dying. Therefore, it's a gift to be received. It's called freedom.
That's right.
And if we think that we have the right to go ahead and barter them away or parley them away, then you can understand why you're losing them. Look to the example. They fight, bleed, and die to give you your rights. And for goodness sakes, why do the American people relinquish that which is blood bought as a present given unto them by their veterans and in the spiritual by Christ? Folks, we're called to give up the wrongs, not the rights. Let me say it again. We're called to give up our wrongs, not our rights. Are the veterans supposed to pay for what we, patriots, will not magnify and uphold? That's disgraceful. And if you are, I say cowards you are then, and I say away with this lack thereof. Because cowardice gives glory to your enemy. And the way to take back that which is on the head of the enemy is by taking it off theirs and putting it back on yours, by actually standing up and fighting for what was given to you as a gift. Mm-hmm. Because let me say this real clear. Let me make myself real clear. Men follow courage, friends, not titles. And these politicians still have not figured that out yet. That people are tired of their titles. They want to see courage. As a matter of fact, if you go back into history, when a war was called by one of our presidents, guess who was the first one to go in battle?
The commander-in-chief.
That's exactly right. So if they called for war, they were the first ones in war. Now you have politicians that just send your kids. Well, if you want to stop that war, then tell them to send theirs first.
Yeah. Or they might land
or themselves.
They might land on an aircraft carrier, you know, to kind of
or something
visit
like
the
that.
Troops.
Or something like that. Yeah. At a meeting of the Council of Safety in Lebanon, Connecticut, near the close of 1776, when the prospects of our success to establish America as an independent nation looked dark, two members of the council were invited to the home of Mr. and Mrs. William Williams. Their names were Benjamin Huntington and William Hillhouse. The conversation turned up upon the gloomy outlook. However, Mr. Hillhouse expressed hope and confidence in the future. Mr. Williams stated, "If we fail, I know what my fate will be. I have done much to prosecute the war, and one thing I have done with the British will never be pardoned." He said, "I signed the Declaration of Independence. He said, I shall be hanged." Mr. Hillhouse replied, "Well, if we fail, I shall be exempt from the gallows, for my name is not attached to the Declaration, nor have I ever written against the British government." "Then, sir," said Mr. Williams, "you deserve to be hanged for not doing your duty." That's called putting it into perspective, folks. That's called putting it into perspective.
Take a side. You got to take a side.
You can't play both sides of the fence. Can't. Give the analogy.
Yep. In the Civil War, the man who wanted to survive and make friends on both sides, he wore the Union coats and the rebel pants, and he went out on the battlefield thinking nobody was going to shoot him. But he got rebel bullets in his Union coat, and he got Union bullets in his rebel pants, and the guy died. By both.
Yes, he did.
He didn't make friends with both. He made enemies on both sides.
Oh, yeah. You're going to pay the piper sooner or later, yeah? We got Everett in Tennessee. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Yes, I agree with everything you say. And I just want to say that in the Bible says that no man has the meaning of another man. That means man's running a government. Governments there don't have a right to tell people what to do, how to live, and, you know, because all this stuff comes from God, the creator of all creation. I don't understand why people won't stand up in these churches. Again, I agree with you about the rapture business. I don't believe in the rapture. There's not going to be no rapture.
Can I make a point?
I believe God's coming back, and when he comes back, he's going to judge us for what we let happen.
That's right.
Own countries.
In our lives. That's exactly right. God will judge what man leaves undone. Mm-hmm. There's no question about it.
And we'll see that retribution in
this
lifetime.
And we're seeing that today because we're seeing what this administration does day after day. Mm-hmm. They're being emboldened by the American people because of what they allow him to do. And that's why he continuously does it. We're being assaulted every day by this administration.
Yeah.
The American people are, and he's been doing it since he's been inaugurated.
It is ungodly for us to sit back and do nothing when Obama's passing these bills and signing these bills, holding people indefinitely just because they can call them a terrorist or whatever.
Yep.
I mean, why are we giving our presidents this power?
You know, let me bring up a point, Everett. You said, why are the churches so silent? It's because of the church's silence that this has even gotten to the point where
that's
it's
right.
at. So that's why the churches are silent. They started being silent, and then government, again, assumes their role in society, which now we don't have individual rights given by God. We have individual rights given by the government. But let me bring up another thing that's preposterous. Planned Parenthood just closed their books this past week. they got $487 million in tax money. That's what happens when the church shuts their mouth and does nothing. Then the state comes in, and then you get organizations like this. They performed over 329,445 abortions in your country, and an administration that has allowed and tolerated that. Now, the basic duty of the church is to be the salt and light in society. Like Bradley just read a couple minutes ago, or told you folks, that we're going to be judged by God based on how we play our role in our political institutions. That's the sword of God. That's what we are required to uphold, and that's what we're required to stay vigilant to make sure they do their job.
Freedom and liberties comes from God and God only, and not another man or government entity. I mean, don't people realize? And I don't understand why they're not getting up off their couches and you know, doing anything about anything. I don't understand why they want to sit there, drink their beer, watch football or wrestling on TV or movies while they won't. Because this is supposed to be America, and we got to have that spirit of America back.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, the way we do that is we take the lead.
That's
we
right.
do what others leave undone, and that is what leadership is all about. It's called taking responsibility. It's called loving God enough to respond to his commandments. And that's really where we're at right now, Everett. And you know what? We are, on a hopeful note, we're seeing a lot of people across the country standing up and saying, you know what? It's either this way or no way. And I think that's what's happening right now across the country. They've had enough of what's going on in this administration. But the bottom line is people still think, for some reason, that this administration can do whatever they want without consequence. And that is untrue. And it's un-American, and it's unconstitutional, and by the way, it's illegal.
And all it takes is one man with courage, and they will put a check on that, and I promise you, these guys will be sent scurrying back to their closet. And also, I think to myself, the folks that we hang out with, they're not watching TV. They've thrown their TV out the window. They're not drinking beer. They've thrown that out the window. There is people standing up. So be encouraged, Everett, because you're doing the same thing.
That's
and
right.
Your fire lights other people's fires, and we thank you for that fire in Tennessee.
I want to interject one more thing. We honor good government.
Mm-hmm.
We want good government. When they obey the laws of the Constitution, we're to submit to that in righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
I will honor that. Honor means to hold in high esteem. That's what we're doing. We want to make sure we have good government that can be trusted back in place so we can have peace.
That's right.
And the way they do that is not by tolerating what we're seeing in America.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where America is at today, and hopefully we're going to see this tide turn. I believe that this individual in office, quote unquote, I believe that he is doing his best through, as they call it, class warfare to incite, because, by the way, Occupy Wall Street is Obama. Everything that he incites, then he comes in on the other side and acts like the hero. But the fact of the matter is he's the one that caused it in the first place.
That's right.
That sounds exactly like Hitler. Mm-hmm. I believe that this individual is doing what he can do while he has the time to do it. And America needs to quit giving him the time and the allotted time to continuously destroy.
Yep.
They need to remove this individually lawfully yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You got Bradley and Jake. We're going to come right back. If you'd like to be a part of the show, we're going to give it to you. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Give us a call. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood, and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panel to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty again, folks. One more time, that number shot out to you, 1-877-807-9977. I wanted to make one more point, if I can rewind just a little bit, about yesterday in Iowa at the caucuses. Yeah. Today, McCain is endorsing Romney.
That was his buddy that dropped out of the race so that McCain could get the ticket before. A little pat on your back, and then I'll pat your back afterwards.
McCain, I mean, he's a pretty upright guy, isn't he?
Of course he is. So's Romney. I mean, obviously, they're birds of a feather, right?
Yeah, here's the question I have for you. Who cares who McCain endorses?
Exactly. Did anybody ask
his
opinion?
Does it work for McCain? I mean, he's like Obama. It's like Romney. I don't know if that was good or bad. I mean, the guy comes in and tries to, prop you up a little bit during your campaign. Speaking of Obama, and what happens, it falls on its head.
You know, in the ignorance of what they do, the rift between right and wrong keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. They think they're going to help each other, but no, they're going to make the rift even bigger.
Well, they're destroying the country at length is what they're doing. McCain, by the way, I was talking about the caucuses and then the endorsement with Romney.
Mm-hmm.
This is also the guy that just drafted the National Defense Authorization Act, which actually detains American citizens. That's that
gives
same McCain.
Yep.
No. I don't think you're listening to me. That's the guy that just endorsed Romney.
Mm-hmm. Might
People
as well
are saying
Obama, right?
Well, everybody's complaining about Obamacare, but yet Romney's the one that actually started Romneycare. Mm-hmm.
Individual.
Boy, is anybody putting 2 + 2? I mean, are we getting this here or what?
I don't know, maybe Romney was a pro-choice candidate.
Oh, isn't it interesting? You want to jack people up? Just hit their little soft spot.
Mm-hmm.
Hit their little candidates.
The underbelly.
And it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, listen, if nobody can do it, Romney can.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
He's the champion. I mean, he looks like the type of guy that somebody would want to get behind and
follow. Totally.
You know?
Yeah.
Knows where he's going.
A little squeamish.
Nice haircut.
Totally.
Right?
Great haircut.
You know?
Very thick eyebrows.
Yes.
They look like Bushman eyebrows.
Ooh.
Yes.
There's Bushman up in Massachusetts.
Well, they look like two caterpillars almost meeting in the center.
Uh-oh.
Is that like, what would that be anyways?
I don't know.
A unibrow. That's what it would be.
Unibrow, yeah.
Unibrow.
I remember the kids in school that had unibrows.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And?
I don't know.
Did you make fun of them? Did you try to pull them off or try to trim them up for them?
I didn't make fun of a lot of kids.
Well, I'm not really making fun of them, and the facts are the facts, and facts are stubborn things. And
I think
I'm not the one that has the unibrow. He is.
I'd rather he did have a unibrow and he was actually had conservative principles that were true to our Constitution, true to our country. There were principles that I could get behind. Unibrow or not, that's irrelevant to me.
Yeah.
John McCain or not, that's definitely relevant, because if he's backing him, then there must be a problem somewhere.
Oh, no. There's a big problem. And by McCain doing that, I think McCain in his ignorance and his arrogance.
He actually thinks he's something, maybe?
He's got to, dude.
I think he does.
I mean, what happened the last time he
brought... I'm here.
Hang on. What happened the last time he brought with that little girl with him named Palin? What happened to McCain?
Yeah. Everybody was talking about Palin?
Yeah. Who's McCain?
Yeah. Mick what?
Who is that guy?
Mick who?
Yes.
Get out of the way, ugly old man. Where's Palin?
What is a chameleon?
Speaking
of Romney.
Set on things and turn the color of... They absorb the color of their environment?
That's right. So they become all things to all men.
Mm-hmm.
To deceive the most.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was just thinking of the guy he had mowing his lawn.
Yeah, isn't that something?
You can't do that. I'm running for president. And if I wasn't, I wouldn't care. But, you know, I'm running for president. You can't have an illegal guy mowing my grass, man.
Why would he have those guys cutting his
grass? But, you know, nobody seemed to care about that.
No.
In the mainstream.
Let's just forget about that. We're looking at the electability here, Jay.
Oh, that's right. The universe.
Not the principles. Not what he believes in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we're at.
Yeah.
70% of the American people say no to Romney,
yeah.
Yet he won the caucuses yesterday, and he wasn't even there. Mm-hmm. 4 years ago, prior to that, he was there, but Rick Santorum, out of nowhere, shoots to the top.
Yeah.
That one makes sense because mm-hmm. he visited all 99 counties in Iowa, but Romney was nowhere to be found, and he just comes in and he takes the cake.
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing what the American people will tolerate? I guess money's our new God.
Yeah.
The golden calf.
Economy, right, yeah.
Yeah, until the word of the Lord comes down through Moses and says, pull up them swords, brothers.
How's that golden calf working for you?
And one other question I might have for you, too, folks, is since when is it government's job to supply us with jobs? I didn't know that was
part
of the
equation. Let me do a
Google
search really quick.
Please, because that's what everybody's saying. Can somebody explain that to me? 1-877-807-9977. See, if they can promise you the world, they can take your world away, can't they? Oh, isn't that amazing how that works?
And in order to give you the world, they have to take somebody else's world away from them to give it to you.
Right. That's called socialism.
Yeah.
And isn't that what the last guy said? And isn't that what the last guy said before the last guy?
Yeah.
And then the last guy before the last guy and that last guy, didn't they all go off the same premise that we're going to give you the world?
And where are we?
Yet they take it away from you.
Yep.
Boy, I'll tell you what. I want you to listen carefully. If the world tells you that life is not painful and it's not hard, it's because they're trying to sell you something, folks.
Yep.
Don't ever forget that. The Bible says to beware of a flattering tongue because it spoils the soul. Yet the Bible says on the other side, faithful are the wounds of a friend, but kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Man, we're getting kissed a lot by some of these guys, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Nobody will drill down.
And some of their breath is so bad they could knock a buzzard off a poop wagon. It's just that bad.
Is that McCain?
Let me say it one more time and we'll take Jim. If someone is telling you that life is easy and it's not hard and there's going to be no suffering to succeed, rest assured, they're trying to sell you something. And that's exactly what's going on at these caucuses. And you have the idiotic individuals holding up signs saying, if nobody can do it, Romney can. If nobody can do it, Romney can, and Romney doesn't have to show up, he just sends his wallet. And they just prop him up while he's gone. And he just comes in without any effort.
Swoops in.
I mean, like a...
like a rider.
Totally. Like a prince or something, getting off its little carriage and just walking right up to the podium and saying, hey, here it is. Oh, and on top of it, his wife gets up there and starts talking to us like, lady, who are you? Shush. Sit down.
I'm Mrs. Romney.
Oh, well, who cares? Nobody even cares about your husband, Mitt. Sit down. And by the way, don't call me and say, Bradley, do you like Mitt? No, it's not that. What I care about is the principles of who we are as a people, and I'm tired of the charades. And they're playing them out for you again and again and again and again. How much more do we have to be destroyed before the American people figure out? And by the way, we can clean up this mess in a year if we'd all come together and do it. That's it. It's not hard. It's not difficult. These guys are, they're like reading a book to me. They're that easy to read. They stink. They got rotten cheese in their pockets. Everybody's saying, can you make the link there, please? Well, let's use bad breath as an example. Mm-hmm. Used to have a friend growing up. I think he had halitosis. Oh, my goodness, folks. He didn't even have to worry about shaving. He'd just go breathe in the mirror and he'd just blow the stinking whiskers right off his
face. Evaporate them.
It was just that bad. I mean, these guys, they just walk around in their shame. They gloat like a bunch of prideful ignoramuses. And they think everybody's just buying it. Folks, we're not buying it.
Amen.
Are you buying it?
That's right.
Because if you are, you can have your product back because we don't want it. Jim, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show.
I'm not buying it.
What's that?
I'm not buying it.
All right. Well, I'm not.
Jim,
I'm not selling it.
I know. That's why I'm talking to you.
Amen.
Well, I want to throw a few things out. Yes, I've read cover to cover the Bible and focused a little bit on, trying to find a lot of things. And definitely the rapture is a theory, and I've done some research. It came out in the 1800s.
Mm-hmm.
That's gibberish. We're not going to be raptured out of here. We all have to live. There wouldn't be any point in warning us all. And the witnesses would be seen by no one but, the bad guys that were left behind. So,
Yeah. Sorry.
Yep. There is no rapture that's going to just make everybody fly away. If you don't mind, I'd like to throw a couple things out there, too. Let's see. Number two, I guess, drones are for cowards. They are totally cowardly mechanisms. That's all they are. And I know that we've come a long way technologically, but we also have come a lot further in that than we're allowed to know. And okay, let's see.
Jim, can we stick to the topic though, because we have up on the screen about caucuses. What was your point about the caucuses?
Okay. My point was on the caucus. I was watching CNN. Happened to be watching them when they interrupted the. The veteran, and just stopped him from being able to speak. And
pretty bizarre, wasn't it, Jim? That was pretty bizarre. As a matter of fact, it came back. We got stuck watching that one, too. We went over to the in-laws, and we got stuck watching CNN, and we were actually trying to find a conservative program that was actually airing the caucuses. But we sat there, and we watched the fox and the chicken coop condescend, go on throughout the whole process. And then when it got to the point, Jim, I seen that, too, where they cut him off right in the middle of his conversation, and then Anderson Cooper comes back from CNN and says now the people are Twittering him that there's a conspiracy going on with that whole thing. But go ahead and make your point.
I wanted to add a note that people may not be aware of because I did Google it and I could not find any photos. But I had to go and pick up my brother-in-law from the Atlanta airport.
Okay, you got about 30 seconds.
I-85 in Atlanta.
Okay.
And on the side of the road, I noticed there was a CNN building there with a giant, well, I say giant, at least 10 feet tall, giant golden owl that was sitting right next to the sign. Very, very nice construction.
Okay, we got Guys, we got to take a break really quick here. Guys, again, when you call in, stick to the topic. 1-877-807-9977. We'll be right back for our final segment. We'll be right back.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
I can tell you're from Minnesota, by either Bradley or Jake ended a sentence with ya.
Yeah, picking on us now.
By the way, I wanted to say was how much I appreciate your having a fire in your belly. That's one thing that distinguishes you as far as your commitment to Christ is concerned.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Ooh, I heard it slip a little bit. John Adams, the second president of the United States, rightly said, "We electors have an important constitutional power placed in our hands. We have a check upon two branches of the legislature. The power I mean of electing at stated periods each branch, and it becomes necessary to every citizen then to be in some degree a statesman, those that are working for one another, and to examine and judge for himself of the tendency of political principles and measures." He said, "Let us examine then with a sober and a manly and a Christian spirit. Let us neglect all the party loyalty and advert to the facts. Let us believe no man to be infallible or impeccable in government any more than in religion. Take no man's word against evidence, nor implicitly adopt the sentiments of the others who may have been deceived." Now, Jesus Christ didn't commit himself because he knew what was in man. Mm-hmm. So we judge men by their fruit,
that's right,
by what they do.
And you know also in the book of Jeremiah where it says the heart is deceitfully wicked, desperately wicked. Who can know it? That's why our government is set up with checks and balances, where each particular branch of government keeps the other one in check because we know that we cannot consolidate power into a monarchy and then trust that that monarch is going to do the right thing under God, because they never had, history has proven that, Once in a while you get a good monarch, for instance, King David. But the point is that we understand man's nature, and that's why it's so important also, too, as a side note, for the church to do its job, to keep man accountable to their God. And good government, which is what we love, will always love good self-government in its constituents, in its people, because that's the key to prosperity or peace in any nation is your own self-government.
Yeah, you heard Mrs. Obama Nation just yesterday. I believe someone said Your Excellence to her. She said, I like that. I almost like that.
Wow.
Wow.
What's that
who's,
all about?
Who's given her a reason to think that she's something that she's not?
I would say that she's probably got a host of reporters that follow her around. And her husband.
You think from the back or the front?
I don't think she allows any in the back anymore.
I don't think she can, because if she did, then she
give
would...
Give that away.
No way.
Yeah.
She couldn't do that food thing anymore.
But in the, she did...
Yes.
Yeah. Be careful, cameraman. Don't do that. Matter of fact, the last camera guy that followed her, I heard, got let go.
Really?
Well, I thought.
Why?
I would consider that that cameraman would probably be let go if he followed her.
Why is that?
Well, he can't follow from the back. You got to follow from the front.
That's right.
You know?
Right.
Because there's things in the back that people don't want you to see. Well, she doesn't want people to see.
Well, the reporters and the Obamas are probably sitting around together saying George Soros wants us to now hit this topic.
Yeah. Yeah.
You think?
It's like, you know, Batman when he sat or Commissioner Gordon, they have the special phones, right?
Yes.
So right in the White House, they kind of sit in the some part and they wait for that phone to ring, ring.
Yes.
Hello, Barack. This is George again.
It's not Bayrock. It's Barack.
Barack.
Yes.
It is George.
And then, you know, Barack says, honey, come on, it's George. And they kind of put on speaker maybe.
Yeah.
You know, speakerphone.
Hey, all you guys from CNN and
that's right.
ABC, will you guys get over
Everybody
here?
Everybody come in.
Yeah, yeah.
George, what would you like us to do?
Hey, we're at your, you know, we're at your beck and call, man, as long as I can go to Hawaii for $4 million trips every time I want to go. I mean, hey,
you know,
as long as I'm not paying for it.
You know what's funny is the guy who called the bat phone here recently, this is kind of going in a different area, but Jimmy Carter called the bat phone.
Yeah?
And so Barack.
Jimmy Carter, yeah. The most disgraceful president up until this one.
Well, he was popular when he ran for re-election, wasn't he?
He was popular because
in 49 states.
He was very add the UN there, very unpopular.
Unpopular?
He was so popular because of his unpopularity.
But he was so unpopular that everybody knew his name, right?
It's kind of like.
Who's the guy that lost in 49 states? Oh, Jimmy Carter.
49 states?
49? That's
well, according to this administration, there's 57.
57, so 49 and 57. So, well, if Obama only loses 49, then he's probably doing pretty good in his own mind. But back to the bat phone.
Can I ask you a question before I get back to Gordon, Commissioner Gordon? Do you know what it's like to be unpopular in school?
Of course I do.
So you can kind of feel, can you feel what Jimmy's going through right now?
And that's why I can kind of speak to that area of life.
Because you've been through it.
Yeah, that's right, but Jimmy hasn't gotten
over it yet. Matter
of fact,
if I went through your high school right now, I could probably find every...
Locker?
Dented locker. I mean, there it is.
Gosh, that just reminded
me of something.
Does
that sound familiar? Oh, it totally does.
Okay, but Jimmy Carter, I think, still thinks he is popular. I don't think he ever thought that he was never...
Is that why you married him, Heather?
Unpopular?
Did you feel sorry for him, or did you feel sorry for Heather? I mean, this is, hey.
I was just
this
love.
Is kind of like Obama and Jimmy Carter. Yes! I can see it!
Wow, I opened that door.
You did.
And now all of a sudden there's this crazy thing happening in the room.
Okay, so what happened between Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy? What he called?
Jimmy Carter. So, and Obama.
So Jimmy called the bat phone and Obama thought it was, George.
Soros.
And so he said, honey, come here, you know, reporters, come here, CNN, ABC, everybody come in here.
Getting our orders here.
Yep, that's right. And so they pick up the phone and they're like, ah, this is Jimmy Carter. And Obama says, oh, never mind, honey, you can go. So he shoot all the reporters out. But he said, well, out of respect, Jimmy, since you're the only one that's probably failed more than I have.
Well, up until him.
But he's keeping himself thinking that, you know, Jimmy was worse than him.
So by having Jimmy around, he's lubed up, kind of?
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, getting ready for this. And maybe he's...
I think he's already surpassed Jimmy Carter.
He actually has.
Yeah.
In popularity.
So we gotta
he doesn't think so.
So we got to take the manure off of Jimmy's face and,
that's right.
And throw it onto Barack.
That's right. And maybe that's why Jimmy wanted to call the bat phone. But when he called, he said, you know, if your main goal is to get reelected, avoid a controversial subject as much as you can in the first term.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. I can't think of more controversial subjects than what this president has taken up. But is the point to get reelected or to do the right thing for your country,
whether or not
it's controversial or not?
Apparently to Jimmy Carter, by the way, who was supposed to be a Baptist Christian.
Sure, he was born again.
Yeah. I'm just trying to figure out where they get that from.
Yeah.
But what I do rest in is the fact that God is not mine.
You got that right.
So you can go ahead and call yourself a Christian all you want. Just remember, my Father is watching.
That's right. Nothing is covered that shall not be revealed.
And nothing hid that shall not be made known. Samuel Adams said, "Let each citizen remember at the moment he is offering his vote that he is not making a present or a compliment to please an individual, or at least that he ought not so to do, but that he is executing one of the most high solemn trusts in human society for which he is accountable to God and his country." Samuel Adams.
That's right. And you know, most
one of the Sons of Liberty, by the way.
I think about that when I go into caucusing and stuff like that, that I'm accountable for what I cast on that ballot.
That's right.
I'm literally going to be accountable for God. God's going to say to me, "Did you know that candidate? Did you
study that candidate? I think people in America think, well, everybody else did it, God. He's going to say, "Well, I'm not judging everybody else right now. I'm judging you."
No, I'm serious. When I go in there, there's times where I'm like, I'm not trembling or anything, and I'm not scared, but I literally have respect under the fact that
the fear of the
Lord. Exactly.
Yeah, a filial fear.
That's right.
You want to honor your father.
Yeah. And I don't want to put the wrong guy in my
Well, it's just one vote. What does it matter?
It matters everything because it's my vote.
Yeah.
And I'm accountable to God for that.
Well, what was that one vote that pushed Obamacare over the top? How'd that work out for you?
That's right.
Well, it was just one vote.
How about Supreme Court decisions? Has to do with one.
Just one vote.
Two to three? Just
one. William Penn, governments like clocks go from the motion men give them. And as governments are made and moved by men, so by them they are ruined too. Wherefore, governments rather depend upon men than men upon governments. Let men be good, and the government cannot be bad. But if men be bad, let the government be never so good, and they will never endure to warp and spoil it to their turn. Though good laws do well, good men do better, for good laws may want, that means lack, good men.
But good men will not lack good laws.
Amen.
You got it. You know, and that's something to be said because William Penn and the Constitution of Pennsylvania was very small. It's a little historical fact. And I believe it was North Carolina, I want to say, that John Locke actually helped them write. And it was either Locke or Montesquieu, was one of the two. But anyhow, they had more of a humanist idea of this, that we need to write down as much law because man will follow it. William Penn said, no, make it short and sweet so people can understand it and elect good people. But what Locke said is, well, what if a bad guy gets into office, or was one of the two, it was either Locke or Montesquieu, gets into office and is bad, we need to make sure we have all these good laws so they have to follow him.
Right.
Well, just like this, a bad man's going to learn how to warp it. He's going to study Constitution like the scholar that's in office today to learn how he can warp it. That's why he wants to learn about it, not so he can uphold it.
Well, no, what he does is he just studies it, and then he does the opposite of what he sees. Here's another founder for you, Noah Webster, who taught millions to read and not one to sin. He said, in selecting men for office, let principle be your guide. Regard not the particular sect or denomination of the candidate. Look to his character. When a citizen gives his suffrage to a man of known immorality, he abuses his trust. He sacrifices not only his own interest, listen carefully, but that of his neighbor. He betrays the interest of his company. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. We love you by what we do. If you want to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or go to Bradley Dean on my Facebook, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 2 o'clock Central Standard Time Zone.
Free and the strong old tree, and we are the sun.